Hi there, and welcome to the first Walk and Talk. I am Mackenzie Brown, a nursing student, and your guide to this short wellness walk. I hope you are in a safe place to join me on this journey today, whether that be Maple Avenue, Main Street, North Street, or even the Bobby Wood Mint Trail, which is a great place to walk. Thank you for joining me today. Did you know that 1 in 3 adults are suffering from obesity in Claremont? 33% is the average, which is higher than the New Hampshire average of 31%. Many factors play into obesity. It is not just about your weight or eating too much. These include access, food options, and mental health. Here's the real talk. Our city has limited mental health support, just 2 taxi services, and a lack of healthy food options. Let's be honest, we have more fast food signs than fresh produce stands, but right now you are taking the first steps in prevention by moving. Let's start with food. You don't have to give up your favorite meals. Focus on whole foods. Fresh produce is a great option and is even covered with EBT or SNAP cards. If fresh produce is too pricey, canned or frozen vegetables are an option, but keep an eye on the sodium content. Shop the outsides of the grocery store for things like dairy and protein. The middle aisles contain all the processed foods. Try simple swaps like brown rice for white rice or roasted vegetables instead of deep frying. Start small. Add 1 different vegetable to your meal tonight. Don't forget Claremont's food pantry or soup kitchen either. They are great options for not only fresh produce and resources, but also they have great options for different healthier recipes. Movement matters. If you are walking right now, that is awesome. This proves you do not need a gym membership to engage in physical activity. Just 30 minutes of walking a day can help reduce the risk of heart disease, diabetes, and more. Many of the parks in Claremont are public, although if you do not live near them or have transportation, that may be tricky. If able to get to the Valley Regional Hospital, they offer Tai Chi classes, which can help with stress relief and joint support. Did you know that stress can lead to weight gain? Ever eat when you're bored, stressed, tired? Yep, me too. That's known as emotional eating. Claremont has limited mental health services, but Valley Regional Hospital is working on it. They are planning to hire more psych APRNs to help with support for our community through mental health management. So, if you are stressed, don't be afraid to talk to someone and take a breath or walk like we are doing now. As we wrap up, I want to remind you to move a little. Eat 1 new healthy thing every day. And share this with as many people as you can. Don't forget to check out Valley Regional Hospital's programs, local food resources, and even our local churches like St. Mary's. The issue of obesity and weight gain lies beyond personal willpower. It is shaped by our environment, access to resources, and options that are available to us. The Healthy People 2030 goal is to reduce obesity nationwide. The UN Sustainable Development Goal focuses on proper nutrition and how it's a human right, not a luxury. Claremont is a beautiful historical community with many hurdles. Obesity is a community issue with many opportunities to combat this. Thank you for walking with me. Remember, Claremont cares. Let's fight obesity together.